Let's get the view of Shermichael Singleton, a Republican political consultant who worked on Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. Welcome to Here Now.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here. Well, I want to get right into the events of yesterday and today, but I'm thinking about the past. So President Clinton famously apologized after he was acquitted. This, of course, is a very different circumstance and a very different president. But are you surprised at all that Trump is going on the offense?
No, I am not surprised. A long time ago, when I worked on the Romney campaign, believe this or not, one of my bosses at the time told me, as long as you're on the offense or offensive in politics, you're winning. And if you think about that notion in totality as it pertains to President Trump, every scandal, everything that should have impacted or would have impacted a traditional politician seems to not stick with him. And I would argue it is in part because of his ability to always be on the offense. We're always chasing him instead of him chasing us. And so I'm not surprised that the president is attacking individuals that he believes have acted in a manner that isn't in his interest.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about Mitt Romney. He spoke yesterday before casting his vote to convict the president on abuse of power.
I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. I knew from the outset that being tasked with judging the president, the leader of my own party, would be the most difficult decision I have ever faced. I was not wrong.
You mentioned you work for Mitt Romney, and you've also said you respect his decision to vote to convict President Trump on abuse of power. Tell us more.
I do. I believe you have to respect a person if you believe they have arrived to a conclusion based upon what they perceive as the truth, based upon whatever ideals and principles that they may hold to be of importance. And I don't think it's proper to convict Senator Romney for those things, even if you may disagree with the position that he has taken. I think it's honorable and noble for him to take a position that is obviously disparate from the rest of the Republican Party. The president has 94% approval ratings. Obviously, Senator Romney had to make this
approval rating with his Republican base, you mean?
Correct. Not only within the base, but also with elected officials, as we saw with the vote, right? The final tally of the vote. And so I think for Republicans, it's important for us to understand, to accept, and to recognize that you are going to have ideological differences. And I don't think you should shun individuals for maintaining and standing by their deeply held convictions. I think that's a noble thing.
Okay, so you think it's noble, you think it's honorable, but I just want to talk this through a little bit. So President Trump's son, Don Jr., feels very differently from what you're saying. He tweeted, quote, "Mitt Romney is forever bitter that he will never be POTUS. He was too weak to beat the Democrats then, so he's joining them now. He's now officially a member of the resistance and should be expelled from the GOP. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was surprised and disappointed by Romney's decisions. But he does not exactly agree with this idea of expulsion. I mean, Shermichael, this brings up a bigger point about the senators possibly acting in fear during this whole process because they're fearful of the consequences. I mean, is it healthy for a party to silence all of its critics?
I don't think it is. And that's where it becomes sort of complicated. And by that, I mean elected officials are elected by a constituent base that supports them. And the expectation is that those leaders act in a manner that is consistent with the beliefs of the individuals who voted for them. Do you risk those individuals being replaced by losing their elections by individuals who actually do believe and view the world the way the president does? Which of the two are more dangerous? And I think that's a question that we all have to ask ourselves.
Do you think that's going to make it harder for Republican moderates to get reelected? I'm thinking about Maine Senator Susan Collins.
You know, I think so, but I would argue most of them will likely maintain their seats. And here's why I say that. I would imagine Republicans in the Senate, led by the majority leader, have looked at a lot of internal data in those specific vulnerable states like Joni Ernst and Susan Collins and others to assure if they vote in a manner that is favorable to the president, yes, the race may be difficult, but we still should be able to win against the likely opponent of those individuals in their respective states.
That's Republican political consultant Shermichael Singleton. Shermichael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're listening to Here and Now.